Oh, if you are of a certain age, you are smiling already. Just hearing that music and picturing the faces of our next two guests, the hosts of the new Zoo Review. Doug and Emmy Jo join us. It is so good to have you with us. Good afternoon.
Hey, Rich. Good afternoon.
Hi, Rich.
Well, it's so wonderful to talk to the two of you, and so great to see you out there in the social media world, and just to see how well you guys are doing all these years later. I have to ask first, I know you made a little trip to Philadelphia. Did you find Charlie?
Yes, we did. He showed up, and he's all over our Facebook page greeting all the fans, and it was a wonderful time. It's just great.
Although he was slightly delayed because he missed the plane, and Ted just made a big joke about it, that he had flown out to see the Swallows of Capistrano.
Well, that makes perfect sense. Absolutely. Well, I look back, and it's been so fun for me going back and looking at pictures from the show and, of course, listening to the theme song. And I think about when New Zoo Review debuted, it really was a golden age of children's television.
It really was. And we were, when we were in Philadelphia, we got to have a reunion with Sharon Baird, who was in a lot of the Croft TV shows. And we hadn't seen her for 50 years. And she was in the actual Charlie the Owl costume for all 196 episodes. So we had a great reunion. And it was the golden age. We had the Croft, we had Sesame Street, we had Mr. Rogers. I mean, and we didn't know it at the time, but it was the golden age.
I was a big fan, too, of H.R. Puffin stuff. We had the pleasure of talking with the wonderful Marty Croft here on the show a couple of years ago, and I understand that Sid and Marty played a role in New Zoo Review.
Yeah, they actually did. They built the costumes from my designs, and that was the whole reason that Charlie and Henrietta and Freddie had the personalities, because they built the costumes. They didn't have anything to do with the production, but that was a lot of it. And we were so sad to hear that Marty passed away.
Well, let me ask you, when you started the show, what were your goals? What were you trying to send out there for a message to young viewers?
Well, I tell you, you know, we didn't want to tackle ABC or 1-2-3. I mean, Sesame Street was doing that. I really wanted to communicate values to kids, like honesty, you know, telling the truth, you know, be happy with what you have, treat others with respect, be kind. And that's what our messages were. And, you know, we just still feel that they hold up today.
And I love the way that the show was set up and that each episode had its own specific theme.
Yeah. And at the end, I wrote a song that kind of summed up the action, if you will, that was in the show, you know, like with the show on violence, we just said violence isn't the way to solve problems.
And Ted was really good about putting so many different topics in for discussion. He even did a show on Shakespeare. Did you know that?
I don't remember that one, but that sounds perfect. Yes.
We did. We had a show on beauty. We had a show on manners. I mean, we had a very, very wide variety of topics.
Yeah. And it seemed to have resonated more than we knew with the kids. And just by seeing their reactions today, I mean, some of them said, hey, you taught me right and wrong. Well, you know, we're not. The show was originally to entertain, but we found out it had a lot deeper meaning, Rich.
Well, it sure did. We're talking with Doug and Emmy Jo from the New Zoo Review. Well, you two were such perfect hosts, but you surrounded yourself with so many talented actors and performers. Yeah. Fran Ryan, who was such a wonderful character actress, and, of course, future game show legend Chuck Woolery.
Yep.
Yeah, Chuck, we gave him his acting start. He played Mr. Dingle, the postman, on our first 52 episodes. So it was so fun working with him. I could barely keep a straight face.
And those animal characters, Freddie the Frog, Charlie the Owl. I loved them both, but I think I had a special fondness for the very dignified Henrietta Hippo.
I did, too. And, you know, it was an honor to work with her because Larry Thomas, who was inside the costume, was one of the great dancers in Hollywood. I mean, I've seen her in so many movies, you know, as a dancer. And, you know, Doug and I really didn't have, our background was in legitimate theater, the stage. And neither one of us had ever really been in television before. And we learned so much from the other characters on the stage, the other actors.
Well, you also attracted some very talented guest stars through the episodes as well.
Yes, we did.
Well, you know, and I'll tell you a little story about that. The reason we had those guest stars is my wife of 53 years, who is Emmy Jo, was having our first child, Joanna. and so she missed a couple episodes.
And Joanna is now in charge of our social media.
Yeah. We were thrilled to work with, like, Jim Backus, you know, Mr. Magoo, Richard Dawson, I mean, Joanne Worley. I mean, it was just...
Henry Mancini.
My favorite, though, Rich, was Henry Mancini.
Oh, wow.
You know, just because I was a composer doing the songs in the show, and here I was in Freddie's rowboat on the little pond talking to Henry Mancini, and I actually asked him, I said, can I ask you a question? What should I do as a composer? And he just said, just keep writing.
Well, and that you did, Doug. How many original songs did you create for the show?
Over 600 songs.
Wow.
And I did it because I've always wanted to do musical comedy. And, I wanted to have a show on Broadway. Well, this was the closest I came, but we structured it where it was a musical comedy for kids. Each song furthered the action, furthered the plot. You learned a little bit about the characters, and you just had fun listening to the songs and watching us try to dance.
Well, what has happened with you recently, I think, is such a wonderful story that started with your initial Facebook Live. And from what I understand, you didn't have maybe high expectations for what would happen.
Well, I've been out of the limelight for many, many years. We live on a little farm, and I've been very contented to be right here, and I have my friends and the things that I do in our little town. But our daughter, Joanna, waltzed into the house last New Year's Eve and said, Mom, I've decided to create a Facebook page for you because people need to know what Dad has done and what you're doing. And so that little Facebook page, we now have, I think, 52,000 followers and growing. And initially, I wasn't sure if I would enjoy it, but honestly, Rich, I love it. I love meeting the people who grew up watching our show. We just had no idea of the impact that it had on people. And I love hearing their stories, and they'd even decided they've got a name for themselves. They're the New Zoo Kids. Anybody that watched the show when they were little, they're in that group of the New Zoo Kids. So it's been very rewarding, and I love getting out and meeting them. And I love seeing their pictures when they post pictures, because we have our Facebook page, the New Zoo Review, but Joanna also started another page called the New Zoo Review Family Reunion, and that's the page where they can share with us pictures of their families, their pets, tell us what their life is like. I mean, it's just wonderful.
And you had the event in Philadelphia. I know you did the Comic-Con in San Diego. It must have been overwhelming to see these grown-ups who all of a sudden become kids again when they see you two.
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it was actually very emotional. We had, you know, grown men come up and with tears in their eyes, and it was just unbelievable.
We just didn't know. It's just, we were in such a bubble back then and so protected. that we just were never allowed really to get out and just meet, really get to know the people that loved our show and hear their stories. And now that we're hearing them, I mean, gosh, some people tell us that they went into music because of listening to Doug's songs. I had a person fairly recently come up and say he was crying. And he said, I'm not in jail. I had a horrible background. But because of you and Doug and watching you, you were like my pretend parents. And I made it. I'm not in jail. I'm not on drugs. And Rich, that just means everything to us. I'm so proud of our Nuzu kids. We've got kids that grew up to be librarians, who grew up to be teachers.
Dentist.
And
the dentist.
Our dentist. And that not our dentist, but we have a dentist in our Nuzu kids. And it's just lots of fun. I'm proud of every single one of them.
Well, it was a tumultuous time in America, and I was a little older, I think, than the standard Nuzu Review fan at the time, but I would still watch and check it out, and there was such a fundamental kindness and decency about the show that was passed along to kids, and I think that's one of the reasons they connected so well with you guys.
Well, I think so, and, you know, it was almost like what we're going through now, the tumultuous times that we're in. It's just that, you know, it leads us to believe that the values that we had in the show are needed now more than ever, maybe.
They're timeless. They're timeless. You know, there's something that I saw on Facebook. It just says, if you can be one thing, be kind. And that is the message that we just wanted these kids to know, and what we try to do now in our shows is just let people know that kindness is what makes the difference. We're all part of the human family, and everyone needs to be treated with respect and kindness.
How rewarding is it for you two, after all these years, to find out and hear face-to-face, person-to-person, how important a role you played in the lives of so many people?
Oh, it's been unbelievable, Rich. I mean, I think Emily told you, like, for 40 years, I was... you know, had my own production company in Las Vegas and kind of forgot about Nuzu until this Facebook page. And then now that we've found out how much it meant to people, we are just so gratified. And just to know that something I created 50 years ago is still relevant today and played a role in mm-hmm. so many of these kids' lives. They're not kids anymore, but and now they want to show them to their grandkids and, you know.
It's pretty overwhelming, actually,
yeah,
because we knew it was an entertaining show for kids, but finding out how the impact it had and the depth of feeling that they have for us, they love us, and by golly, we love them. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't have any fans. We have family. We are the Nuzu Review family.
Well, it's been wonderful to see you both. On Facebook, it's like catching up with long-lost friends. You both look great, and it's so good to hear you and see you and how well you're doing and have you out there and getting the appreciation that you deserve for what you contributed to so many people all those years ago. It's so good to talk with you, Doug and Emmy Joe. Thank you for making time for us. I wish you a happy holiday season and continued good health, and thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Rich.
Thanks, Rich.
That's Doug and Emmy Joe from Nuzu Review with us here on Downtown. And visit the